Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and a bipartisan group of senators announced Thursday they have struck a deal on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
The plan will now travel through both houses before it becomes law. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah on Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war. It appears Afghan government forces are struggling to stop Taliban advances. Firefighters searching a collapsed Miami-area condo for 99 missing people shifted their focus to a basement parking structure late Thursday, risking their lives to find survivors amid revelations the building was sinking into the earth. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What happens now to Afghans that help U.S. troops as we disengage from 20 years of war? Wendy King explains.
The State Department and the Pentagon are working on plans to evacuate thousands of Afghan citizens who worked for the U.S. during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "We're taking this seriously. We know we have an obligation to these men and their families." More than 17,000 Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and allied forces during the war are eligible for resettlement in the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program. The problem is the process is slow, with the average wait time stretching over 3 years. Observers fear that the September 11th deadline for withdrawing the U.S. forces from Afghanistan puts the lives of America's allies at risk of being targeted by the Taliban after the departure. At least 50 of Afghan's 370 districts have fallen to the Taliban since May, according to the United Nations.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said Thursday White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci should be removed from any position of authority. He gives his reasons to Newsmax TV.
About 100 million people have gotten COVID. 34 million people tested positive, but the CDC estimates that there is at the very least two more people for every person that tested positive that also had the disease. That's about 100 million people. If you discount that, then you make the wrong-headed public health decision that we must force vaccines on younger and younger people. They're now talking about going down to the age of two. I suspect they'll go all the way down to newborns. The thing is it's not based on science. In looking at the evidence, it looks like we're reaching, if we have not already reached herd immunity, because the numbers are plummeting daily, both the numbers of people being infected and those dying. So really, we've hopefully are beyond this now. There's no reason to be hysterical and force this on children, mandate it for school, because the thing is, for children, the bar is going to be much greater because children get almost no COVID symptoms. They rarely die from it. It's about one in a million. And so we're going to have to be even more stringent with proving the safety of the vaccine. If you're over 65, You know, it's about 2,000 people out of every million die instead of one.
Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. How you doing? It is Friday across America, and there's so much to talk about. Rick Manning is going to be joining us here in 2 seconds. It's always good to be talking to Rick. I particularly want to talk about to get things going here. The Pennsylvania Senate has passed a constitutional amendment to require voter ID for all ballots. Pennsylvania. Rick, let's bring you on here to get your response to this. I mean, what we're finding more and more is the states are really taking matters into their own hands. I mean, the Democrats, the federal government, others, and pundits across the country who think that they know so much about what happened in the 2020 elections and just want to negate people's questions, you know, this is really a slap across the bow of their foreheads to say, look, you got to wake up. You know, we got to check into this stuff. Well, we're not convinced that we had a free and fair election in 2020.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on. And, you know, one of the things that I think is really significant is that, you know, the elections are, states are supposed to be doing the elections. They're supposed to be setting up the rules. And in Pennsylvania in particular, they had a set of rules. They had a set of rules that were the law of the state. And the governor just negated them based on the COVID emergency, mm-hmm. using that as an excuse. They sued. The state Supreme Court actually said, we don't really care what the rules are. And the U.S. Supreme Court told them, well, we're not going to do anything about it. So the actual rules that were on the books that were lawfully passed were ignored in the election in 2020. And so, you know, the state legislature is now going back and saying, well, we're going to now put it into our Constitution, out of really just desperation to try to make certain that they have elections that the people of Pennsylvania can be certain were fairly held and fairly run. And that's it seems like something we should take for granted, but the fact of the matter is the entire judicial system failed in Pennsylvania, and the federal judicial system failed the people of Pennsylvania in 2020, and they're trying to do something about it right now.
Well, the whole institution got compromised, Rick, and it's not just Pennsylvania. It's these other states that were, you know, bullied by these very aggressive Democratic, oh, yes, they were, Democratic attorneys. You know, Elias and his team came in en masse, I think over 600 attorneys, and they jumped upon these states, you know, threatening lawsuits and all kinds of other problems, and they bullied them into a lot of these decisions that favored the Democratic ticket over Republicans. So how is that? I mean, that's like going in and bullying a bunch of referees at a Super Bowl officials, and you're going to say, okay, look it, every time our team scores, they get 12 points. No, they're only supposed to get, no, you didn't hear me. They get 12. All right? They're going to get 12 points on every touchdown. I mean, look, there is no fair-minded American that would accept that. But here we are. We're forced to accept it because of, you know, the cancel culture and all the wokenistas and the power of big tech and legacy media and on and on. And we got worked here. And I know that I run the risk of getting canceled myself. But this is the truth, Jack, I'm saying, Rick, because everywhere I go, you know, it almost reminds me of the days when I would go to Utah. And this is, you know, the women were starting to find their voice in Utah. And in the Mormon faith, the women's voice is very qualified. And when women would talk, we'd be at restaurants, hear them, and suddenly they would speak very softly. Or if they were loud at all, the husbands would go, well, you know, honey, you know, as if, you know, the ears of the church were listening and they get in trouble. And I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, here we are in America and we're faced with this kind of, you know, this kind of characteristic. It's amazing to me.
One of the hallmarks, I agree, one of the hallmarks of our country that's made it great is that, win or lose, people accepted the results of the election, and they did so because there was always a sense that, okay, I had my shot. We had a ballot process where only eligible people voted. They only voted once, and the election and the ballots were secure, and the ballots were counted fairly. Now, there have been instances of voter fraud and the like, but it's never been as pervasive as what happened in 2020. And the big tech and the media attempting to shut anybody up who talks about it, saying that you're trying to attack the essence of democracy and all that kind of stuff, is and actually calling you unpatriotic for wanting to say, why can't we have a fair, you know, at least an audit to find out, an honest audit to find out what really happened? You know,
exactly.
And we could talk about a lot of different places, but, you know, there's so many different things that happen in so many different places. But, you know, I down in Fulton County, Georgia, there are three witnesses, a Democrat who were Democrats, who came out and said that the ballots they were looking at were eerily similar in that they were all, the Biden circle was filled out completely, and there was a little white mark next to it. There were no creases in the ballots. And the paper that was used for ballots was different from one, you know, was differed.
Yes.
And it was a simple, and so they looked at it and they said, it appears as though a lot of ballots were just run through Xerox machines.
Yeah,
and printed, and so you're sitting there, you're saying, okay, that's something that's checkable.
Mm-hmm.
Why not sit there and have an audit, an honest audit, both sides represented in enough people that you can see what's going on, and honestly take and look and say, okay, this ballot looks suspicious. This ballot looks suspicious. And because that seems reasonable. Now, Bill, the key is this isn't going to overturn any results.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to know that. This isn't going to overturn results. What it will do, though, is let people know in Georgia, in Wisconsin, where they have problems, in Detroit, Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, let them know that they are going to have a free and fair election next time, because whatever, if there were things that are discovered, the legislature can take action to stop them from occurring in the future. And two, if there weren't, then people will know that the election was fair.
And I know that that's, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed. I mean, people think, because there's been suggestion, look, if it's proved that there was cheating, you know, why should someone be crowned the Super Bowl champion when they got there by cheating? I mean, there's a sense of fairness that operates in the minds of everyday Americans because at our core, we believe in free and fair elections. We believe in fairness overall. And so we need to, before we get to that point, to decide if something should be altered, we need to get the whole truth and nothing but. We've got more from Rick Manning right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
When you speak, I found the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with a love more real than anything, anything I feel. When you speak.
Oh, I love this new song from Jeremy Camp, don't you? Wow, what a great song, When You Speak. Jeremy Camp right there. It takes me back to my old, radio days in L.A. to be able to announce a record and some music. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, continues with us. Hey, Rick, let's just put a bow around this deal. I, again, relevant to all this information, and I know people are getting excited, and, you know, some have said, well, look, if we get proof here, we're going to switch. I don't know. I'm like you. I want the process to come out. I want to know what's going on. We've got, over 1,000 signed affidavits from everyday citizens who are there, who are in the know. We're talking IT experts across the entire spectrum, Republicans, Democrats, independents, who observed things that were very fishy about the election process. And God bless them for being bold and signing these affidavits and bringing to mind. Now, one thing that is bipartisan, even the Democrats with the expected outcome says, look, we want to make sure we have free and fair elections. Oh, do you? Okay, but I'll assume that's really what you want. And, let's make that happen. But first, we got to find out what happened with this train wreck. In much the same way like you and I talked about before, you know, when there's an airplane crash, the FAA does its due diligence. It'll take up to a year. But within a year, they finally break down everything. They'll assemble the airplane. They're looking at the black box and everything, listening to it, trying to figure out exactly what happened. So it will teach other pilots and other manufacturers in the future what we need to do. Was it a plane failure? Was it operator error? This sort of thing. And the way we're approaching this is almost like, you know, like the JFK assassination. We just want to kind of get beyond it. Let's just put it under the carpet and say, you know, it was just a bad day and let's move on from here. But meanwhile, the expected outcome for one party came about, and we are, in a sense, we're dealing with the can being kicked up the road.
Well, yeah, in a sense, it's true. The big fight and challenge, and this is actually one of the things that just irritates me, because we have a more than irritates, if to be truthful. We have an agreement in this country, at least supposedly an agreement, that we want to have elections that are fair, where one person, one vote is upheld, where ballot security is paramount importance, where votes are counted and people's votes are counted the way they voted. It's the basic essence of our elected system. And it used to be that there was a consensus that, you know, we wanted to uphold that. You know, we've seen the Democrats in the Senate and the House try to pass legislation which would effectively negate those principles entirely. Mm-hmm. And now we have Democrats railing against states having audits. There are up to 20 states that have been to, where the state legislatures have been to, the Arizona to Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. 60% of the votes in Arizona come out of Maricopa County, so it's a big sample size. So we'll try to see what the Arizona Senate's doing auditing that election and looking at replicating that. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're replicating it, Bill, is very simple, because they have to be able to assure their voters. This is oversight. They have to be able to assure their voters that the elections, when they go to the polling place, that their vote matters.
Exactly.
Because if they can't assure their voters that their vote matters, there's no reason for somebody to go and vote.
Our votes are sacred. They're sacred, Rick.
Yeah.
That's where people have to hold in their mind that, hey, look, it's not just a little, you know, check it box here. I mean, this is at the very core of a free democracy, a free country. And these are absolutely sacred. We've looked at them in the past, but what's happened along the way, we've gotten casual about it. We've kicked voter fraud up the road. I mean, when you have a former attorney general looking into the camera and declaring that voter fraud doesn't exist, you know what? God bless you. Stay in retirement. I don't want to hear from you anymore, because you're so detached from reality to make that statement. It shows that you're a partisan hack and you're better than that. You're much smarter than to say something that is so ignorant like voter voter fraud doesn't exist when we know the Democrats have been getting away with this kind of junk forever?
Well, Bill, you know, one of the great things about this is if voter fraud doesn't exist, then the Democrats and others should have absolutely nothing to fear.
Exactly.
From a vote audit. Yeah. And legislatures have a responsibility, an oversight responsibility. That is part of their job. Mm-hmm. And in order to make election laws in the future that meet the needs of the people at a time when there's a push for more mail-in ballots and the like, state legislatures have a responsibility. They have a duty mm-hmm. to find out what worked and what didn't work.
Exactly.
So they can make it so they can ensure mm-hmm. that the one person, one vote principle is upheld. Mm-hmm. In fact, for those who care about such things, we have this odd little part of the Declaration of Independence that talks about the consent of the governed, that the government mm-hmm. exists at the consent of the governed. That means if the elections don't work, if they don't reflect the consent of the governed, if the people who participate in those elections don't believe that the elections were fairly held and honest, then the government is delegitimized. We spent mm-hmm. 4 years with Donald Trump, with the left trying to say that he was a delegitimate president, an illegitimate president. Mm-hmm. We had the Russia garbage that went on forever. We
spent $70 million plus. Yes, exactly. Go ahead.
And just to go back on the Russia thing a little bit, Joe Biden went and met with Putin, and he gave him a list of 16 things, 16 industries don't hack these industries. You know what wasn't included? Our elections. It wasn't on the list. So you sit there and you say they spent the entirety of the Trump presidency delegitimizing Donald Trump, saying the Russians hacked the elections. And when Joe Biden handed Putin a list of things not to hack, it didn't include the elections, okay? So it was never serious. The charge was never serious, but it was designed to make it so there was an excuse. So Donald Trump's presidency could be erased 4 years later. That's why that's why making certain the very legitimacy of the government is at stake. And quite honestly, because of this inquiry, because of the concerns surrounding the 2020 election, there's a reasonable thought that Joe Biden, with a 50-50 majority in the Senate, I use quotes, majority in the Senate, with a narrow majority in the House of 8 votes, that and a questionable presidential election, that there really needs to be a pause on everything that Joe Biden's trying to do. Because there's a real question about the legitimacy of the Biden presidency. And when you get down to it, that is the reason they're fighting so hard against the audits, because they need Biden to be legitimate in order to finish the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama started.
Great point.
So that's the fight. Yeah. And that we have to get to the bottom of it. And I will tell you, if Joe Biden won fair and square, that's as important for us to know as if he didn't win fair and square.
Exactly. No, that question has to be answered. You're exactly right. And the other thing you point out, and people need to really apprehend this and hold on to it, and that is that if change is going to happen, it's got to be at the local level. We cannot HR1. It cannot happen at a federal level. A one-size-fits-all, nationalizing our federal elections would be a big, huge, humongous mistake, and it would be an absolute door-opener for the Democrats to get away with even more than what they've gotten away with so far, unless we can hold them to account, Rick Manning. But, hey, we'll leave it there. Until next week, Rick Manning, go to... limitedgovernment.org or getliberty.org, right, Rick?
Getliberty.org. Thanks, Bill, and we will talk next week.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace,
Many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals will have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site or a combination of the two. As the hybrid workplace emerges, Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and a bipartisan group of senators announced Thursday they have struck a deal on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
The plan will now travel through both houses before it becomes law. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah on Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war. It appears Afghan government forces are struggling to stop Taliban advances. Firefighters searching a collapsed Miami area condo for 99 missing people shifted their focus to a basement parking structure late Thursday, risking their lives to find survivors. Amid revelations, the building was sinking into the earth. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, Fox News contributor, joining us. DeRoy, how we doing, buddy?
Bill, great to talk to you.
Hey, always good to be talking with you, and lots to catch up on. HR1, bye-bye, not going to happen?
Bye-bye for now. You know, these things have a way of coming back. You know, you may recall the history of Obamacare. It looked like it was dead
for exactly.
a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sort of crept back to life, and oh my God, they passed it and signed it.
Yeah.
And, so who knows if HR 1 is going to stay dead, but it looks at least in a deep coma, if not dead, and let's just hope it isn't resurrected. But I'm happy to see that it didn't get through the GOP filibuster. What the Democrats now will do, will take that vote and say that this proves that the Republican Party is a racist party, it's engaged in voter suppression, and it doesn't want black people to vote, and on and on and on. I think what the GOP ought to do is introduce their own bill indicating whatever it is they think is appropriate on election reform and put that up for vote. And I'm sure the Democrats will vote it down, and then they'll be able to say, all right, well, we had our own bill, they voted that down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are the real enemies of democracy?
And so what happens in the meantime if the truth comes out, DeRoy? And, I mean, because all these audits that are taking place, these numbers that are being, you know, thrown around with ballots, chain of custody, loss thereof, and, you know, additional audits, you know, that some of these states are wanting to proceed with. I mean, even Georgia is saying, look at, you know, maybe we better take a closer look at this thing. So what happens if, you know, that comes about?
I think that we've got Arizona, Georgia, other folks looking at what happened. And if any of these, in fact, shows that that the election was stolen in that particular state, I think we'll just put more pressure on other states to take a look and get to the bottom of all this nonsense. You know, there's an effort down in Georgia by a state represented by Philip Singleton, who's in the Georgia legislature. And he has a very simple idea, which is count the envelopes. Count the absentee envelopes.
Right.
And if the number of envelopes don't match the number of absentee ballots, we have a problem. That means you have absentee ballots coming in that were not mailed in by actual voters, but just trucked in, dropped off in bags, who knows what. And if those numbers don't match, we'll have a real problem in Georgia. And they're required to keep the ballots and the envelopes, I believe, for 2 years. So
exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's
the clock is running. Yeah, the clock is running. That's the thing I'm concerned about, and you and I have discussed this as well, is that, look, if they play out the clock, then, you know, it's all that evidence has gone by the wayside, and there's already some doubt about some of the evidence and some of the destruction of evidence that some of these aggressive electoral boards have, you know, Board of Elections have taken upon themselves and, you know, claiming some sort of innocence or plausible deniability, whatever you want to call it, to escape any kind of accountability.
No, this is very true. And there was, I think Michigan, I'm not positive, but I believe it was in Michigan, an election official sent out an order, I think, about 3-4 days after the election saying, go ahead and destroy, you know, correspondence, get rid of certain documents, as if these people had something to hide, maybe because they did. But we've got GOP legislatures in a number of states. We have GOP legislators and governors in several states, and they all should be doing full audits, not just recounts, because you're just counting the same, you know, possibly bad ballots. But going through, checking the signatures, checking the envelopes, making sure, sure these things match up. And if they do, then we all can sit back and relax and say, well, Joe Biden really won this fair and square. And if not, we should know this and get that on the record and then clean this mess up. Because, you know, I refer to this as a fourth world election system in this country, because if calling it third world is an insult to the third world.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Nigeria and South Africa, for example, if you call those third world countries, that's obviously debatable. But they've got Ghana and others, Ivory Coast, they've got voter ID there. And these are black-run countries, so the idea that this is all a racist plot is kind of ridiculous, because you've got black people in, you know, all black governments and all black countries. And for some reason, they think it's important that when voters show up and say that they are person X or person Y, that they in fact are person X or person Y. If it's good enough for South Africa, good enough for Ghana, should it be good enough for the United States of America?
Troy, why can't Republicans come up with a antithetical narrative or framing a brand identification that counters what the Democrats are saying? I mean, anytime anything to do with election fraud is, oh, voter suppression and that sort of thing. But you don't hear any kind of counterbalance language from the Republicans other than just saying, well, that's not true.
Well, you know, I think that's true to a degree. I think part of it is Republicans are just too nice. And one way to get away from this sort of excessive niceness is to call the Democrats what I called them in my speech at CPAC in Orlando, Florida earlier this year. I called the Democrats the party of vote fraud. And I said, yes, that's a tough charge, but let me go ahead and prove it. And I went through one election reform after another, and any effort to try to tighten the elections and make sure the fraud didn't take place, Democrats opposed. And any idea that basically loosened the system and got rid of controls and just threw it into an area where there's no adult supervision in the polls, the Democrats loved. And so when you say, look, let's clean up the voter rolls, make sure there are no dead people and people have moved away, oh, no, you can't do that. That's racist.
Right. Exactly.
And they say, all right, well, you know, and then they conversely would say, well, let's just take absentee ballots and blast them out to every single name on the list, whether these people are going to be in person, they're planning on voting, whether they've moved away, whether they've died since the last election, and just get all those ballots, live ballots out, sacred ballots out. And a lot of them have ended up, like in Nevada, just sitting in trash cans at apartment buildings. And who knows how many people said, oh, good, now I get to vote for the candidate of my choice, not just once, but 3, 4, 5, 6 times, or who knows what. You know, ballot harvesting, also known as ballot trafficking, letting people who are on campaigns and in parties pick up ballots, drop them off, you know, not just, you know, grandma and grandpa's ballots, but hands full or bags full of ballots, drop them off at the registrar of voters. Who knows who brought them in? Who knows if these are legit votes or not? Who knows if they've gone through and, you know, pulled out the Trump votes and thrown them away, or pulled out the Biden votes and thrown them away? This is awful, and we need to reconnect the chain of custody between the voter, the ballot, and the registrar or recorder and the people that actually count the ballots. Right now, that chain is just broken into 1,000 pieces, and that's why we have an election system here that's just a pure total embarrassment to this country.
Without a doubt, and certainly to its citizens that deserve so much better. When you say the party of voter fraud, I love that term. I love the way you framed it, because when you look back historically, which party single-handedly has promoted voter fraud, whether we're talking about Chicago, Michigan, you know, through the decades. I mean, they have perfected, in California, they perfected ballot harvesting, and able in, you know, kind of the late hours of the night to be able to do this. And Republicans were kind of sleeping on the job here to let that happen and not be able to counterbalance, the ballot harvesting that was done, you know, several elections ago. And they've been, you know, getting better and going deeper with it with each cycle.
That was very true. In 2016, the Democrats passed ballot harvesting in California. 2018, they used it to tremendous effect. There were, I believe, 7 GOP House seats, which looked to have been won by the Democrats on election night. And then they started counting all these absentee ballots, the harvested ballots that came in. And slowly but surely, every single one of those GOP leads evaporated, the Democrats won. Now, in an honest situation, there should be sort of a 50-50 split, or maybe 55-45, whatever split between the GOP ballots and the Democrat ballots. Instead, you just got these multiple tsunamis of Democrat ballots that swept away the GOP winners. Come 2020, the GOP realized, look, if we don't have our own defensive ballot harvesting program, we're going to get wiped out again. So they did set up this sort of thing. A gentleman named Jordan Ty, T-Y-T-H, has experienced this situation. And the GOP was attacked and said, oh my God, what if you stuff the ballot? You know, what if you pick out the Democrat votes before you drop them off at the ballot counting facility? Well, that's exactly the precise argument that the GOP made against the Democrats. And once the Democrats saw that they would be vulnerable to that, they started screaming the same exact argument the GOP raised 2 years earlier. So their dishonesty is breathtaking. Their hypocrisy is staggering. And we've got to get back to a ballot system in which people can vote easily and be confident that their ballots will be counted, not diluted by the votes of either people who've moved away, illegal aliens, or people who aren't even alive anymore.
It is hubris to a whole other level, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, these people are just shameless. I guess when you have no shame, it's easy to carry on like that.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Roy Murdoch on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
We have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, we can Kegel.
At Finley Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan. Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network is with us, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, okay, so H.R. 1 by the wayside, party of voter. I love this. We've got to really brand this line out because that really is so substantiated by the facts. It is empirical that the Democrats are, without a doubt, the party of voter fraud.
Yeah, that they are. And, you know, I don't take any particular glee in saying that. It's sort of sad to see one of our two great political parties descend into this endless pattern of game playing and cutting corners. I'll give you one example I think, again, proves that this is the party of vote fraud. When Terry McAuliffe was governor of Virginia, for which he's running again this year,
yes,
there was a measure passed by the legislature that basically said if you have an election in which there are more ballots than the actual number of voters who cast ballots, either there would be a mandatory investigation or an investigation would be requested, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's commonsensical. I think everybody would say, all right, yeah, more ballots than voters, let's see what happened. Terry McAuliffe vetoed that legislation. There's no reason, and no reason whatsoever, that an honest public official would be opposed to counting, starting investigation to see what happened when you've got more ballots in the ballot box than voters who actually voted. I would think any public official from city council all the way up to the President of the United States would say, yep, that makes sense. Nope. Terry McAuliffe, who used to be the chairman of the Democrat National Committee, the campaign manager for the Clintons, I think both the presidential race and the Clintons, Hillary's senatorial race, if I'm not wrong, he vetoed that. That is further proof that the Democrat Party is the party of vote fraud.
Without a doubt. I guess Kamala Harris has been shamed finally to discover our southern border. She's heading there.
Who's going to get there first, Kamala Harris or Donald J. Trump?
That's a race. Hey, well, Donald Trump has been there more than once. That's for sure. If anything, Donald Trump may go there with his hard hat and his supervisorial pencil and start laying out some of the wall there to help, Governor Abbott.
Well, that's interesting. I think one thing he could do is find a piece of private property property along the border where that can be done, and actually stand there while they put some iron pilings and cement in, and actually watch him continue to extend the wall on private property. I don't think the feds could do anything about that. But I think one of the reasons that Kamala Harris may be going down there is that she's going to be shamed even more deeply if her predecessor, predecessor as president, shows up on the border before she does. Right. Well, she's supposedly the border czarina. I also think she hurt herself in her trip to Guatemala and Mexico, when she met on this diplomatic mission to try to find the root causes of illegal immigration. It's very hard to take somebody seriously who's complaining about the situation on the border who's not even been there. She would have been on firmer ground to say, look, I was at the border. I saw it's a mess. It's chaotic. What are we going to do to fix this? And if I were the president of Mexico or the president of Guatemala, and I've got the American VP yelling at me about this, I'd say, lady, I can't take you seriously on this issue when you've not even been to the border to go check it out. Mm-hmm. So why don't you turn around, get on that plane, and get out of my country, which is what they told her.
I was going to say, that's kind of pretty much what they said, right, in so many words.
They cleaned it up a little more than that, but that was the essential
message
she got.
Because the interpreters had to make it ready for prime time, I guess.
Yeah.
To salvage any kind of diplomacy that they might be able to salvage. So that's breaking news that she's heading to the border. So good for her. And I like how you refer to her as the border czarina. But because it was to the point where that the left was saying, hey, look, maybe she needs to be replaced. And to get demoted from border czarina, I mean, what happens after that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad when you've got Lester Holt at the anchor of NBC Nightly News, not exactly a right-wing channel or right-wing host, saying to her, when you go to the border, and she said, oh, we've been to the border, because you've not been to the border. And she says, well, I haven't been to Europe either, whatever that's supposed to
mean. What does that mean? Yeah, what a ridiculous comment.
What a bizarre, stupid, irrelevant, impertinent comment.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It was so non sequitur. I just thought, and then followed by a cackle.
Always the cackle. Laughing like a nervous little girl.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of the border, you wrote about this a couple of days ago. The slavery of migrants crossing the southern border is not phasing this administration.
Not at all. And I wrote a piece in which I described, actually quoted a number of experts who described the situation on the border with the illegal aliens who are coming across and being told you need to pay off the money that they owe to the coyotes.
Coyotes, right.
And basically it's a situation of either indentured servitude or full-on slavery, where they're just not free to go. They're just held in on the border, and many of them as sex slaves, where they've got to have to give sex for money, including, believe it or not, according to Sarah Carter in that interview she did that was on Hannity about a week ago, a woman is 8 months pregnant, being held as a sex slave. Imagine that. This is a horrific situation. Another involved children as young as 8 years old being sold into prostitution. So you've got essentially, according to a number of people, I spoke to immigration experts, and someone, for example, at the Hoover Institution, Kurt Hauser, an expert on slavery, he said, by any definition of slavery, what we've got with a lot of these people right now is people who are suffering from slavery in this country. And so we hear all these speeches from Biden about, oh, slavery is terrible, and we need to remember the original sin of American history. And yes, slavery was awful. Nobody doubts that. But it didn't end in 1865. It's alive and well in 2021, and largely because of the situation that these guys have created with the border being now wide open, and some of the people coming across being told, all right, you need to pay off your debt to us for bringing you here by working for us, working your debt off, or lying there engaging in sex until we decide you're ready to go. And that is slavery. So what the Biden administration has done is reintroduced slavery in the United States of America in the year 2021. It's that appalling.
It is absolutely disgusting. And DeRoy, I got to tell you, for many years, being Hispanic, people have given me a bad time about what's been going on in the border, because it's been going on for a long time, and now it's coming even to a greater head. And I try to explain to them, this is what's going on with, just sex trafficking, and what is happening to these even young boys who are turned into drug mules to be at the behest of these cartels. And particularly when you have right now, you have a president giving favor to people, coming to the border, just like you said, the president of Guatemala and Mexico said, hey, look, they wouldn't be going there if you hadn't invited them. And Kamala Harris had kind of a goofy look on her face, as you know, like, what do you mean? We didn't invite them. And then she goes and does this, you know, kind of this little soundbite piece. We don't want you to come. You do not come. You know, do not come to America. Stay home. You know, like, oh yeah, well, you know, you've already opened up the barn doors. The cattle and everybody's already out, and you're telling them not to come while there's stampedes and full parade. You know.
Absolutely. When they were running for office, you had both Biden and Harris say, if you are someone who deserves asylum or thinks you deserve asylum, come on and come into the country. You had both of them basically say that they're willing to give public health insurance and public medical benefits to illegal aliens,
exactly.
College education, you name it. So the message is, come on in. And I just heard a couple days ago that apparently they're now contacting people who apply for asylum, didn't get asylum and were deported. They're now urging them to come back into the country and apply for asylum again, not from wherever they are overseas, but to come back to the United States and sit here in the United States while they wait for their second asylum hearings. I mean, this is absolute insanity. And again, the only reason I think they're doing this is the Democrats see these folks as I call them, capital FDA, future Democrats of America.
Exactly.
Now they figure these guys will get amnesty, they'll get citizenship, they'll be naturalized, they'll get their vote cards, and they're going to vote Democrat. And given how out of control the voting system is in this country, as we've said on this discussion today, they could be voting in the 2022 midterms. They could be voting maybe even this fall in the off-year elections because we don't have voter ID. A lot of places show up, ask for a ballot, and they hand you one. So these people could be Democrat voters by November.
Well, because it must be the blacks' fault, because you guys are all, all the blacks are, voting conservative these days. You know, they take a look at the policies and go, hey, the policies on the left do not serve us, but the policies on the right serve us better. And so they're losing constituency. And maybe for the Democratic geniuses, they figure, maybe this is part of the solution, is we just, open up the gates and let's reintroduce a new party element, to the Democratic Party.
The black vote went 12% for Trump, up from 8% last time around. That's a 50% increase. And 19% of black men, almost one out of five black men in America, voted for Donald J. Trump. And if I were the head of the Democrat National Committee, I'd be biting my fingernails if I saw those figures. And they may think, all right, if we're going to start losing black votes, let's start bringing our next majority across the border. Just open it up and let them come in. And once they're in this country, it's going to be impossible to get them out. And at some point, they're going to have, DACA 2.0, DACA 3.0, whatever it is, and nationalize these people. It may take 10 years, may take 20 years, but the Democrats play the long game, and they figure if that's how long it takes to bring in enough people to flip Texas, flip Florida, flip Tennessee, whatever it might be, they're going to do it. I mean, these people are completely unscrupulous, totally unethical. It's all about political victory, power, and total Democrat control. And if the main ingredient they need is illegal voters, illegal aliens come in and become voters down the road, they'll be very happy to do that.
Yeah, so be it. He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. DeRoy, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Okay, great talk to you, Bill. Thank you.
Got it.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of...